Okay, I'm talking to Elliot. You're assistant producer?
I've assisted the directing of all the drama in the piece. Right. Obviously, David has taken lead on that. And because of my background in drama, I did it at university. I really love it. I was able to assist him.
Which university did you go to?
I went to Queen Mary's in Mile End, East London.
Oh, yeah, okay. Wow, that's a good university.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it so much. Okay. That's another story.
Another story, yeah.
Yeah, but for this piece, I'm a project assistant, which basically means I do a lot of the admin, to do the registers, get the teas, etc. But I was also given the opportunity, I'm a spoken word artist as well.
Yeah.
I was given the opportunity to work with the young people and the older people as well to help get them to write and perform poetry, which I've then edited with them and put together for them to perform in the play, as well as this extra program which Dave and I are currently creating, which will have all their poetry, all the stories that inspired the piece itself. We're going to put all that together and give it to them as well as the audience so that they can be truly represented.
Yeah. I noticed at the beginning of the session when you had everybody in a circle and Dave was doing kind of warm-up exercises.
Yes.
I noticed that all the young people were sitting together and all the older people were sitting together. Does that usually happen?
It doesn't usually happen. What happened today was the majority of the young people were late. So
do they usually mix up?
Yes. Yeah. But today nobody was going to leave spaces for people they didn't know were coming, so they just sat together.
Yeah.
Then when the young people did come, they sat in the seats available. Yeah. So, but usually, at first, they sat apart. They didn't know each other. They were young, they were old, but they, as you saw them sitting here, get on really well. They have a laugh together, and they really enjoy each other's company.
And why are you doing this project?
We're doing it because the stereotypes of the young, the stereotypes of the old, are not always true, and we wanted each to be able to learn from the other, not only that these stereotypes weren't true, but that each has something valuable to offer the other. The young can learn from the experiences of the older generation, and the older generation can learn about what it is that the new generation is interested in. The subtle differences, the music's changed, the lingo may have changed, but it's basically the same, so they can sit together and laugh and just listen to each other.
Yeah. And are you local to here? Are you from here?
I live in Hammersmith.
Were you born in Hammersmith?
I was born in Queen Charlotte's. Actually, as the spoken word editor of this thing, one of the first things I did was try and get everybody interested in poetry, so I wrote a poem in 60s lingo so I could get the older people interested.
Yeah.
And I wrote a poem because I was born here, a poem about being in Hammersmith in the 60s and a poem about being in Hammersmith, me growing up here and going to school.
Yeah.
So,
I've been when you went to university, what course did you do?
I did English and drama.
Okay. Did you expect to end up doing something like this?
I absolutely. Well, I love to act. I love to perform.
Yeah.
And I love to bring that.
Yes. Are you a poet?
I am a spoken word artist. I love it. I'm always writing. I have written 2 or 3 poems for this. I've written 3 poems that will actually be in the program. I've also, I don't know, 5 actually that will be in the program, and I've helped the young people and the old people to write their poetry as well.
Yeah.
I perform on any open mic that I can. I absolutely, I just love it. So.
Fantastic. And I thought the energy in the room at the beginning of this was fantastic, wasn't it? It's really, really great.
It is. And that's just how it is with these guys. I mean, we've got a bunch of really energetic young people, and Holly and I don't know if you've met Holly, but she's one of the producers. Holly and I, at the start of this project, went out into Hammersmith to find older people. We went to we went to community centres, we went to old people's yoga classes and stuff like that, and we went there to try and find older people who we knew could not only represent Hammersmith, but could match the energy of the young people. So we went out and particularly looked for people who'd be interested in doing this kind of work, and that's what we found, so that's what you see.
And what do you think the most important thing is that they learn from each other? Is it different for the older and the younger, or do they learn the same thing?
They definitely learn different things. The young people first learn that the old people aren't the boring creatures that they thought they were. They have experiences. They were young once, and they have stories to tell that shock and delight all of us, you know what I mean? And the young people learn that not only that aren't the kids aren't just the aggressive rabble that you see in newspapers. These are young people with dreams similar to the dreams they had when they were young, similar to dreams they may have now. And they learn that they have something themselves, the older people have something to give to the younger people. They learn that, oh, so these people want to learn from me. These people want to get to know how I was, and I'd love to tell them, you know what I mean? Yeah. These are things from my past that I loved.
Yeah.
And I can see kind of where you're headed because of the kind of, they get to know each other. I can see the kind of guy, kind of girl you are. And I've got advice, I've got stories, I've got, yeah, you can keep going, you know what I mean?
And it's the stories that are important, I think, isn't it?
It is. They're very important because that's what brings everybody together. Everybody has stories.
Yeah.
And we've all got the same emotions, desires and dreams. It's just how we put them, it's just how we tell them that's different. So when we hear each other's differences and feel the similarities, it all comes together as you see today.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.